fighting for America.
This is like playing poker with a guy who cheated you twice before. You know who does that? A moron.
Fighting for Idaho.
Well, you ever been to Idaho?
You know, it's funny you say that. Just this last autumn, I was up there on an elk hunting trip.
Did you get anything?
I did. I got the biggest elk I've ever gotten before in my life, and enjoying that on a weekly basis in our freezer.
Fighting for you.
I went and got engaged, so yeah, I kind of got a little bit of a life, but you know, not one that would be enough to ignore the Kevin Miller Show.
Boise's Mr. Right.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the Morning. We'll continue our conversation on net neutrality coming up. Ray in Ontario, if you want to hang on. Joining us now, Dale Morehouse and Colin Hickman from the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. We were just talking about elks there a moment ago on the intro. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks, Kevin, for having us.
You know, how important is proper wildlife management here in the state of Idaho? We're such a state of hunting and fishing and, you know, and wildlife. And, of course, people just love the outdoors. So just making sure everything is good to go is probably what you all do, part of your mission.
Yeah, absolutely. So the mission of the Elk Foundation is to ensure the future of elk, other wildlife, their habitat, and our hunting heritage. So every year, volunteers like Dale and throughout the state, they bust their tails to raise as much money as possible so that we can put that money back on the ground here in Idaho, doing permanent land protection, doing habitat enhancement, also reaching out to young people, ensuring that the next generation of hunters and conservationists are coming up here in the state.
How big a part is the education process? Because most people, you know, they'll go out a couple times a year and they're good to go. They don't understand that there is a management to this situation.
Yeah, no question. It's huge. We work a lot with our partners, such as Fish and Game, Forest Service, BLM, on management issues that are important to hunters. 2 years ago, we provided a grant to Idaho Fish and Game for $50,000 for wolf management. This past year, we provided another grant of $50,000 to Fish and Game to expand the Access Yes program, which opens up more private land for hunters throughout the state. So kind of every aspect of conservation and hunting we're a part of here in the state of Idaho.
What would happen if you guys didn't exist?
I think elk and other wildlife would lose a huge champion, not only here in Idaho, but across the West. And actually, we've been doing a lot of work with elk reintroduction back east in states that elk haven't roamed since the Civil War. It's pretty incredible. But here in Idaho, again, I think elk and other wildlife would lose a huge champion. We sit down every year with the money that we've raised and look at basically how can we put the biggest bang for the buck back on the ground in Idaho to help elk so that anybody, you don't have to be a hunter. If you're a hunter, it's fantastic for you. But even if you just enjoy wildlife, getting out and being a part of that, you're going to benefit from what the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation does. I don't know that I have ever thought about what it'd be like without us, but I don't think it'd be a good deal.
Indeed. And again, everybody is always talking about hunting and, you know, whether it's elk management, wolf management, balancing that to make sure that these animals can coexist as much as possible. And then you have, you know, the two-legged animals, us.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And to
we're
a lot
pretty passionate about
yeah, no
what
question.
They do. Yeah.
No question. Idaho is a hunting state. There's ton of people that not only are passionate about it, but it's part of their family. It's part of their tradition. And that's a huge part of who we are as the Elk Foundation. And so we're proud of that. And for a lot of the management stuff, we fall on the side of state-based management, really leaving it to the states to manage their wildlife. And it should be science-based as well. So ensuring that those experts, you know, are able to do their jobs.
Indeed. Dale, you want to add anything or are you just making sure I behave?
I'm just making sure you behave.
Oh, okay. No problem. let's talk about this big benefit that y'all are having. Lots of great prizes, great event. Certainly, we've talked about what it benefits, but you know, please promote that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll let Dale jump on this one.
Oh, now Dale jumps.
I can jump on.
He's one of the chapter chairs for the Treasure Valley Banquet coming up, and I'll let him talk about that. I just wanted to kind of reiterate that these banquets that we hold throughout the state and throughout the country are our main fundraising vehicle. And 90 cents of every dollar that we raise goes back on the ground for elk and conservation. So what we like to call it is a good time for a great cause. So we hope folks can come out. And with that, I'll let Dale talk a little bit about the Treasure Valley Banquet.
You know,
up.
If you guys ever want to come in at 5 in the morning, a few days a week, you know, Monday through Thursday, I'll throw it to Dale all the time.
Well, our banquet's coming up here on April 4th. It's going to be at the Fort Idaho Center down in Napa, Idaho. Doors are going to open at 5 p.m. And if anybody's ever been to a banquet before, Ducks Unlimited, any of those banquets, ours is going to be pretty big this year. Plan on about 600 people. We're going to have our silent auction, our live auction, youth raffles, youth games, ladies raffle. You name it, we're going to have it there. We're going to have RVs on the floor of the Idaho Center. We're going to have a couple of pickup trucks out there. It's going to be a great time for everybody. There's something for everybody.
Well, and you're talking camping gear, firearms, gun scopes, you know, stuff for your home. I mean, you know, that venue seems to resonate what y'all are about.
Something for everybody.
Right.
We try to accommodate everybody. Nobody's left out here from the fly fishermen. We have some donations from some local fly fishing companies. We have some fishing trips that are coming up, salmon steelhead. We have guide trips for elk. We have something for everybody. Nobody's left out of this.
Why do you volunteer? Why is it important to you?
It's been a part of my life. I've been a life member since 1990, mm-hmm. and I'm only 40.
Wow.
So I've been doing this quite a bit, been with a lot of chapters. I believe in what the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation does. It benefits everybody. Nobody's singled out in this. You know, everybody says, well, you're only promoting elk. No, we promote everything. Not only wolf management. That's the most common thing I hear on a daily basis is the dang wolves. Well, we're here. We're managing the wolves.
Can we blame you for the wolves?
No, don't blame me. Don't blame me now. But RMEF is one of the leading organizations that is helping to manage the wolves.
Right.
Going into the Congress, going into all the, you know, legislators, all that stuff. RMEF's leading the way on promoting all that.
What about just the hunting, fishing, camping lifestyle here in Idaho? Because, again, we're talking elves, we're talking, you know, obviously hunting and such, but there, as you both have said, there's so much more to maintaining the Idaho lifestyle. Either both of you jump in or whatever you'd like to do here.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge part. I think it's probably upwards of 90% of our members are hunters. It's an enormous part of who we are. Our volunteers, like Dale, I mean, are obviously incredibly passionate about it, not only because they believe in the cause, but it's part of their life. It's part of their families. They grew up doing it, and we want to preserve that. We were talking a little bit before that it seems like now kids are so into cell phones and online and everything and social media. And I suppose there's a time and a place for that. But what we don't really want to lose is that connection to nature and to hunting and to conservation. We believe it's incredibly important. And so that's part of why we do what we do.
Well, just listening to both of you, you know, there are people, and this is not breaking news to people that listen at 580 KIDO or anybody really, that come from all over the country, come from around the world to come to Idaho to camp, to fish, to hunt. And this is a great state. We have a great lifestyle here. And as you talk about, you know, you have the world of witchcraft stuff, but it's a little different when you're camping without the indoor plumbing.
Yeah, absolutely. So a huge part of what the Elk Foundation is all about is opening up public access. We believe strongly that that taxpayers should have the right and ability to access their public lands. So just here in Idaho, we've opened up or secured access to 22,000 acres. So like you were talking about, folks coming from out of state, that's a huge part of what makes Idaho great is that you can, you know, even from Boise, you can be out 30 minutes and you can be into some amazing country.
Right.
And we're incredibly proud about the work that we do opening up and securing access to thousands and thousands of acres. And we're going to continue to charge hard on that.
And we're going to talk more about how you can be a member and help maintain Idaho in a minute at 580KIDO. But you guys watch that Duck Dynasty, right?
Have.
We've got our honorary member, Randy, in studio here for those watching on the subscription-based webcam at 580KIDO. But Phil Robertson, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but about, you know, 6-10 years ago before they were famous, they would go out and they would create hunting DVDs. And he said some of the best lands for that, public lands, is in the state of Idaho. And they have a complete, now it's different from the Campy Duck Dynasty. It's a real hunting thing. But he's probably one of the foremost experts nationally raving about the gem state.
Yep, absolutely. One of our board members, Randy Newberg, is, I mean, that's his whole deal, is all about public lands hunting and the incredible opportunities that anyone can have. And I think that's part of the beauty of this country and part of the beauty of Idaho is that you don't have to know a landowner. You don't have to have private ground yourself. You can go out to some unbelievable country here in the state of Idaho and have some amazing fishing, hunting opportunities.
What about being a member? Again, you say most of them are hunters, but a lot of people that camp, a lot of people that fish. Talk about the benefits of membership and what that does that mean to help Idaho?
Yeah, well, like Dale was saying, you certainly do not have to be a hunter or an elk hunter because the work that we do benefits all wildlife. So as I was talking about before, whether you're an elk hunter or you simply enjoy hiking in these public access acres that I was talking about, that was land that was previously off limits to folks that now is open for folks to go fish, to go hike, to go bird watching, whatever they want to do. Again, if you're passionate about Idaho, the outdoors, and wildlife, and conservation, I think that you should be a member of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation.
How can you do that?
It's easy. You can go on to our, I'd say the best way here locally is to go on to our Facebook page, which Dale probably knows the...
do a Google search is always good, yeah. Too, but yeah.
We made a big social media push this year, RMEF, Treasure Valley RMEF. Mm-hmm. We're on Facebook. You can go on there if you want to buy tickets for our banquet coming up. There's a link on there. You can go right on there and do it and get your tickets right online. As the promo was saying earlier, the phone number on there, that goes right to the person that's in charge of tickets for our banquet coming up. It's not just one person. Corporations could buy tables, bring 10 people to the banquet, reserve a table for you and friends. There's a lot of different ways. Those also, when you start purchasing tables, those include memberships themselves. Mm. Are also included in with that. If you're already a member, then you just have to buy your dinner, which makes it even a little bit cheaper to get to the banquet.
And for tickets, 409-5833. That's 409-5833. Is that the number, unseen person? No, that's a new number? All right. We'll get that number in a minute here. No, that's why they call it live radio. All right. More coming up here at 580KIDO. Time for traffic now.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, talking about the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Ray in Ontario, we're coming to you in 2 seconds. But I gave out the wrong number. The number is 384-9742, 384-9742. We've got Dale, we've got Colin with us. And gentlemen, any final thoughts that you'd like to share with us here at 580KIDO?
We're going to have a booth at the Sportsman Show coming up the 5th through the 8th of March. Stop on by, say hi. We're doing several raffles, pre-banquet raffles. We're doing a raffle for 1911 Kimber that we're going to be drawing on April 2nd prior to the banquet. And anybody that needs to get a membership, you'll be able to sign up out at the Sportsman Show. Stop by and say hi.
All right, 580KIDO. Phone number is 580-5436, 580KIDO.
Just wanted to first start by saying thank you to Dale and other volunteers for the Elk Foundation. They're really what drives this organization. So to all our volunteers everywhere, thank you. Also to all our donors, we've had huge donations come in for the banquet so far. All our members, our supporters, we are grateful for the support. We also have some early bird specials going on for the banquet. So if you go onto our Facebook page, you'll be able to find those, buy early and save a bunch. But talking about membership, it starts as low as $35. Come to the banquet, get a membership, and you get a really nice American-made buck knife.
Well, that sounds good.
It is a good deal.
Well, gentlemen, please come back before your big event.
Will do. Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
All right. Let's go to Ray in Ontario. Thanks for your patience. You're on with Kevin Miller, 580KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's okay.
The upcoming internet issue.
Yes, net neutrality.
Yes, sir. I think of that as information, personally, for me. Information going from one place to another. And if I want to be able to do business, like in the old days, we would write a letter. Well, if this passes, that's going to be a foot in the door towards being able to monitor all of our information that we send back and forth. Who's to say that it's not going to stop there? And in the future, hey, they've already got the door open for monitoring information. Now we can open your mail and just read what we want.
Well, I believe they're doing that already, but I agree with you. Any type of safeguards that we can have that we can reinforce would be great, but the idea that the government may not, you know, you ever been in trouble with the IRS, Ray?
No.
All right. Well, neither have I that I'll admit to here. But the IRS can make mistakes with your tax forms, with my tax forms. And look, you don't cross a T and all of a sudden you're getting audited for the rest of your life. Who's to say that they, oh, sorry, they turned off your internet or you're a bad person and you're only allowed to get selected web channels? It's impossible now all of a sudden to put the genie back in the bottle.
To be able to restrict the amount of information that you can send or receive would be like telling somebody, hey, you can only get one letter a month.
Right.
It's the same information. It's just in a different media.
Well, hey, we'll get to you quicker next time. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. You got a radio show you got to run. Money has to come in.
Well, you're an important part of it, brother. You need to come into Idaho sometime.
I'm here right now doing business.
Okay. Well, Ray, take care.
You bet. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, this is from John. Kevin, please share the number on the air today. 202-224-3121. People can find this number and obtain their Washington, D.C. congressional offices for all 535 people in Congress. Now, I think that's the Senate version because I think the Senate is 224. Anyway, that number again is 1-202-224-3121. Flood Congress right now, say no to net neutrality. People can may call anyone in Congress, not just those who represent the state where you live. Thanks and God bless, John. Thank you, John in Meridian. By the way, those of you who are a fan of the young man who called in that set the world ablaze here, Gustavo, he Facebooked me. And by the way, he Facebooked the station. Oh, he met... I met him last year. Well, good. All right. Let's see. He's a 20-year-old BSU computer science student on his way to class listening to the program, and he wanted to clarify that he said he's not a liberal, he's not a conservative, but a mix of both. What would that be? I don't know. Put it in a blender, I guess. Let's see. Must like the people in my generation. I just look for what's going to ultimately benefit my neighbors and peers. Now, he apologizes about not articulating his idea. Look, Gustavo, if you're not listening, if you are listening, no worries, brother. It's all good. This ain't the highfalutin song and dance show. It's a bunch of ham and eggers led by the chief ham, I guess. It's pretty hard to walk in class in below freezing weather and talk at the same time. The basis for his argument is asking who owns the data and who ultimately owns the information. And then he gives us a graphic, which we cannot translate on radio. Then we had another young lady that applauded our program and basically said that I left something out. And basically, I've never heard this term before, Obamunist, and basically saying that Team Obama must reverse decision on internet control, a Fox News article, which I'll link to coming up. Let's go to Joe in Boise with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, Joe.
Hi, Kevin. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome. Well, hold on. Let me give you this.
Well, I have to say, I don't know if this is part of the net neutrality thing or not, but it's never happened to me before.
Uh-oh.
The other day, my wife and I got on our laptops one morning, and they logged on and got onto the internet, and it took us directly to our local cable provider's webpage, and it said, hey, you've used 359 gigabytes this month, and you're only supposed to use 300. Please call us. So my wife called them, and the lady's like, yeah, to ensure equal use and proper speeds for everybody, your allotment is $300 a month, and we suggest you start watching movies in standard definition. Yeah.
Wow.
So I don't know if that's part of it or right. The first time I've ever heard of a data limit with my cable company, because that's why I have cable.
I would agree with you.
I don't have a limit.
Well, there's limits to everything. Kind of disturbing, though, when the cable company can do that. Now, imagine if it were Uncle Sam. At least the cable company, you can kind of fight. Yes.
Well, I'm just what I'm gonna, you know, I called my dad. I was really irritated about it. I said, what's gonna really tick people off is these Obama voters that sit home all day and play Call of Duty all day long. What's gonna happen when all of a sudden they can't play Call of Duty anymore, or they can't watch their movies all day long?
Well, maybe they'll go get a job.
And go get a job and start voting these people out of office.
Joe, thank you for the call. Thank you for listening, sir.
Thank you.
All right. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Much more on net neutrality coming up. Is it safe to fly Southwest Airlines? Shocking details next. Stay tuned. Kevin Miller, 580-KIDO. To Gustavo at 580-KIDO with Kevin Miller.
Hi, Miller. Hi, Mr. Kevin Miller. I'm sorry. I didn't know I was supposed to go. This is my first time on the radio show, so and I'm just walking out in the cold right now. I'm walking to class. So.
Well, you're multitasking? This doesn't have your full attention? Folks, this is a proof that we are a Big Tent morning show.
Must hear radio every morning with Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
Yeah, I love that clip. This is a proof anyway. Now, we're always supporting local Idaho employers. Hello to our friends at the Roadies Truck Stop. And if you're on the road driving the big rigs, hello. We are talking net neutrality and the freedom and safety of Southwest Airlines. Let's go to Chase and Eagle with Kevin Miller. Thank you for your patience, sir.
Hi, how's it going?
Living the dream.
Yeah, nice. So last guy called in and talked about Cable One and how he was getting monitored on his data usage. That doesn't have anything to do with net neutrality at all.
Okay.
But more or less, my question for you is, so net neutrality, I mean, is it so much blocking data and blocking websites, or is it more about blocking the access to the data from certain companies and not being able to, modulate how much data certain people can get?
Well, it's going to come down to, instead of subscribing, you're going to have to be taxed on it. The government will control what you look at, what you don't look at, and the amount of data that you get. It's the total takeover, from what I understand.
Yeah. And then do you think there's any kind of a good side to that at all?
For me personally, the populist side of me, Chase, will say, you know, who do you trust, the government or the greedy corporate capitalists? So
yeah,
I think that answers your question.
Yeah, I think so, too. The one side, the only real thing I can see, I mean, I'm kind of against it as well, but I'd like to try to think on both sides. And the one thing I'm thinking about is I know that with pornography on the Internet, you can pretty much get that at any time, at any age.
Now, have you researched that yourself?
No. But you know that anybody can get it at any time, and it doesn't matter how old you are, whether you're 5 years old or 10 years old.
Right.
If you know how to type in a word, you can get it.
Right.
And so my question is, I wonder if net neutrality, if you can get some government control on that side, because there's no way it's going to be regulated in any other way.
You know, it really comes down to, like, healthcare. Remember how healthcare is going to save us? Do you trust the godless, spineless HMO, or do you trust the godless, spineless government?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can definitely see that. And I think it depends on, I guess, on who the people are running the government. I know right now we've got some okay people, but mostly not the best people in government. But my question is, what would happen? I mean, if we had some decent people who were able to actually put a stop to that, I wonder how that would impact our society if we could put a control on pornography on the Internet.
Now, you apparently porn is on your mind here, but let me ask you a personal question, if I may.
Okay.
We're doing a survey here. How old are you?
I am 26.
Oh, this is that. You see, a lot of people say that AM radio is dead, but we've had a 20-year-old, a 25-year-old, and a 26-year-old. So,
my father listens to AM radio every day. So I grew up listening to AM radio.
He's a smart guy, and you need to do the same.
Yeah, for sure.
Chase, thank you.
Yeah, you bet.
All right, we appreciate it. Kelly and Tea Party Bob, hang on. We do want to get to you, but we want to go to our great friend, the Southerner living in Yankee Land, and we're probably the only two that understand that phrase. Tanya J. Powers of Fox News Radio. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
You know, my heart just breaks for you.
Why today?
Just living in that oppressive regime up there. Now, I grew up in the North, and I can never be one of you, a native Southerner, and you go, dude, you're out in the West. I know, I'm delusional. However, I just, you know, the land of hopes and dreams and long forgotten and Brad Paisley and all that, you're up there in New York, so.
You know, it's a really different experience when you've lived your entire life in the South and then you come up here. You see things differently, and I'm really glad for that chance, actually, because I never would have been able to have that point of view if I hadn't come here.
Well, that Southern comfort zone, as Paisley talks about. But our old friend Ray Steele will tell you about my delusions of the South. Anyway, we all fly it. We love the peanuts. We love the song. We love the dance. Some trouble at Southwest Airlines.
Yeah, more than a little bit. And this may bother a lot of folks, the fact that the FAA gave Southwest 5 days to get some of these planes inspected that they had not inspected. And it wasn't like, you know, they were checking to make sure all the paint matched. They just kind of missed on about 128 planes. They didn't check and inspect the backup rudder system. And that's what they use in case the main rudder goes down. And now, I'm not a pilot, but I'm guessing the rudder is pretty important here.
I was just kind of letting that one go, the backup rudder nonetheless.
Well, you know,
hence the term backup rudder, yes.
Yeah, I mean, in 128 planes, that sounds like a lot. It is. It's a one-fifth of their entire fleet. And that's disturbing enough. They'd done, I think, most of these last night. They were getting them done, and then they were expecting to wrap up the rest of the inspections today. But this is not the first time that they've been in trouble over this. Matter of fact, they had to pay a $7.5 million fine in 2009 to the FAA because they didn't inspect cracks in the fuselage of some of their planes.
Hence the term, this is what happens when you why we need the government. You know, you let private industry run wild, and these things don't get done. I'm sure it's embarrassing. It's a loss. But do you get scared when you fly, Tanya?
Not scared. I'm like everybody else. You know, you hear noises in flight sound a little bit odd, and it'll get your attention, you know.
Now, scary stuff, and you really wonder, Southwest is trying to fix this. This is embarrassing, but I just keep going back to your term, backup rudder.
Yeah. Well, you know, you'd want there to be a backup just in case the other one, you know, that's not something you want to just not have, I guess. Like I said, I'm not a pilot. Don't pretend to be one. But the rudder sounds pretty important to me.
It does. Hopefully they'll get those things rolling. Any punitive action, any consequences for Southwest not doing this?
That's a good question. That may be, you know, something in the future that they fine them with. That 2009 fine I was talking about, they wanted to fine them $10.2 million, and then they basically settled with $7.5 million for that fine. So it kind of remains to be seen if they will do that again to them since they've, you know, had trouble like this in the past. But they say that they have, you know, they've gotten most of this back up, and you know, after they discovered the missing inspections, they've you know, gotten those inspected. So,
well, we appreciate it, and good luck to you out there.
Well, thank you.
Have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye bye, our friend Tanya J. Powers, Kelly in Boise. Good morning. You're with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Kevin. Excuse me, my voice is a little off kilter today.
No worries.
Listen, I thought about that thing about you deciding to blend up the liberal and the conservative together, and God willing, we'll come up with something. We should probably coin this phrase called a considerable.
That's pretty good.
How do you like that?
I like that, yeah.
One other thing. You know, there's a beautiful dynamic that exists in this country. If you let people like Gustavo and others learn, grow, invent, build a business, be it Micron or be it Apple or be it whoever, And the government can step back, regulate, make sure there's fair competition, there's no monopolies, and we have a wonderful dynamic and a wonderful system. But if it ever crosses the lines in which the government becomes the business and the bureaucrats then manage the business, that's where we get in trouble. So we have to understand that.
Kelly, your voice sounds good. I appreciate you listening and your patience.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.
Show.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Nice call from Kelly. Here's the man that's banned from the Idaho Press Corps.
Oh, my goodness.
The publisher, the editor of the Gem State Patriot, soon to be on radio. This guy's going to, and he had his own TV series as well.
We're revving that back up, too. We'll see some more of that. We've got Fulcher coming out in another.
You see, he doesn't even say good morning. He's already in the mode. See, this guy is a broadcast-trained killer.
You're the one who trained me. You remember that.
I'm telling you. I'm getting scared here. I still love the story, and you're going to have that, in the Gem State Patriot about how you were denied press credentials?
It's kind of a joke.
I think it's fascinating myself.
You know, you're talking about this net neutrality.
You're going to go to the topic I'm talking about. God bless you. God bless you for doing that, because I sure am not. So
I needed to get to that because it dovetails into what we're doing here. You know.
Yeah, they're targeting you, buddy.
Well, no kidding. You know, net neutrality is just another power grab by the administration. It's no different than the takeover of healthcare system, and we all know what happened with that and how it turned out. You know, this administration has done more to kill free enterprise than any other before it in history. And you can be sure they're going to continue to grab for power in the next 2 years. You know, your good new friend Gustavo hasn't yet learned that big government is bad. Government is like the camel that puts his nose under the tent. And the next time you turn around, the camel's got his whole butt in the tent. You know,
is that the voice of experience of you with camels and their butts?
Yeah, well, I tell you, there are a lot of camels around this world. And the government's one of them. You know, Gustavo, he's a student at BSU. And
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
He's kind of living proof of the liberal influence in college. It won't ring a bell to him until he actually gets out of school. When he can't find a job and he has $40,000 or $50,000 worth of debt that he can't pay back, then he's going to realize, you know, that the professors taught him wrong. Big government is not good, and Keynesian theory doesn't work. More debt doesn't help you. It
hurts
you.
But here's the skinny on you. If net neutrality is passed, you're out of business.
Well, you know, understand this, that after my experience the other day going down to meet the press Gestapo down at the Capitol, I can only wonder and think about what might happen in the next 2 years if they decide to ban conservative websites like ours. They could basically tell everybody what they're going to listen to and when they're going to listen to it.
Right. Nothing but SpongeBob SquarePants. I got to run, but thank you.
Hey, have a good day.
Tea Party Bob with the Gem State Patriot. On net neutrality, pro-life, I didn't think that you'd be a technical guy. Good morning. You're on 580 KIDO.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty technical.
All right.
Hey,
Yeah.
The Obama administration has no business proposing anything. That should come from Congress if it's going to come from anywhere. But if it wasn't for the open Internet like it is and talk radio, we would already be a fascist communist place. Totally. And we're getting there real fast. Anyway,
yeah,
and so I cannot believe that people will stand for that at all. And you'd think that could be an impeachable offense. That's
he's got the FCC. He's got the FCC to do this, his bidding.
Yeah, I know, but you'd think that the president would support the Constitution and say, no, Congress has to make some decision on this and tell the FCC what to do.
Right.
Not Obama telling the FCC what to do. That is really pretty sick, and I'm just totally mad with the Republicans. They should stand up and just say, this is not going to happen, but you don't hear them really saying stuff. They're always laying low, trying to
be everybody's friend. I got to run. Thank you, Pro-Life.
Okay, bye.
Appreciate that. More coming up next, 580 KIDO.
Back weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO. Idaho's first radio station.
You missed our interview with Governor Otter. You can check that out, podcast, the 6 a.m. hour at 580kido.com. Plus my article on how to save Gowan Field. Liberal Steve joins us now at 580kido, currently 37 in Star.
Buenos dias, Senor Miller. Hey, there'll never be net neutrality. the FCC will get in and they'll do nothing except collect your tax dollars because they'll find a way to tax it. That's it. And as far as the airlines, as far as they take good enough care of themselves. I mean, come on, how many?
Weren't you the guy that said AJ Belukov was going to beat Butch Otter?
No, I
didn't. Yeah, you did.
No, I never said that.
Yeah, you did.
You prove it. You prove it. I never said
that. I have hours of tape on you.
Hey, let's get back to the airlines. The airlines are fine. How many planes, as far as commercial airline planes, do you hear going down every day in the United States or Europe or anywhere? Period. But there's 115 people that die every day on the highway. You know, that's 800 a week.
Did you just say Europe?
In Europe.
I thought you said Europe.
Europe? Anyway, 800 a week die in car crashes. That'd be six planes going down every week in the United States. If they want to monitor something, get these people with no insurance, with these old wrecks on the car. I want the government to get involved that nobody can drive a car that's more than 4 years old on the freeways, the roads, or any place else.
Oh, I bet you say that to all the girls that come on.
Yes, I do, especially Kevin Miller. He's the girly man. But let's get that going. You stay fired up, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, Miller.
See you, Liberal Steve.
Yeah, we'll see you, buddy.
Something's in the water today. 858-38 in Eagle, Idaho. Good morning, Dave. And I'm good old Kay Millie. Boy, great program as always. Thank you all for listening. Tell a friend. We need to be with you each and every day. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. And keep the faith.